Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we are learning Parak Yud Gimel Mishnah Beis and Parak Yud Gimel Mishnah Gimel. As we continue discussing the various malachos of Shabbos, the various prohibited works of Shabbos, and exactly how much of a malacha must a person do in order to violate that malacha on a Midah Araisa level, on a Torah level. Parak Yud Gimel Mishnah Beis is going to be discussing the malacha of Oseh Shtei Batei Nir, which literally means setting two heddles. As we learned in the second Mishnah of the seventh Perek of Maseches Shabbos, weaving is accomplished by raising one harness of a loom and lowering the other, thereby creating a gap between the even-numbered and odd-numbered warp threads, and then passing the weft thread from one side of the warp thread to the other. For this Mishnah, it'll often be easier if you have a Mishnah with some pictures, and it'll help explain some of what we're talking about in terms of this process of weaving. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oseh shnei batei nirin b'nirin, that if one does the melacha of setting two heddles on a weaver's loom, meaning by drawing the threads through two heddle eyes and through the comb, bekeros b'nafa b'kvara uvasal, or if one does the melacha without a loom, but as in the process of making a wicker curtain, a fine sieve, a coarse sieve, or a basket, chayiv, in all of these situations, he is liable, he has transgressed the prohibition of shnei batei nirin. Twining the weft around the warp to hold the warp in place is comparable to passing warp threads through the heddle eyes of a loom, since in both cases the warp is made ready for the weaving process. Therefore, one who prepares to warp threads in either manner has performed the melacha of osa shnei batei nirin, and of setting two heddles. And therefore, one has transgressed the prohibition in that case. Continuing the Mishnah, the hatofer shtei tfiros, that if a person is liable for sewing two stitches in a garment, and similarly, if one tears something with the intention of ultimately sewing two stitches in it, one is liable there as well. One has transgressed the prohibition of korea in the second case, and one has transgressed the prohibition of tofer, of sewing in the first case, again, by sewing by simply sewing two stitches, or by tearing enough where you can sew two stitches back from the torn place. Continuing now with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, as the Mishnah is going to discuss malacha that doesn't actually have a constructive purpose, like we discussed previously. The malachos on a daraisa level are only so when they are done as a malachas machshev, as intentional and as a constructive type of mechanism. So we're going to discuss where a person is doing some sort of a malacha, but not to be constructive, but rather to simply be destructive. Says the Mishnah, Hakoreh b'chamasov yalmeso, if a person tears a garment because he's very, very angry, or tears something because he's so sad, he just lost a relative. And says the mission of the Cholam Mekalkalin, in any case where a person simply acts destructively, he performs malacha without any sort of constructive purpose behind that which he's doing, says the Mishnah Pitun, he is exempt, he has not transgressed the Torah prohibition of Korea, of tearing. It is Aser Midarabanan, like we said, it's Pater of al usr, it's puter min derabanan, but on a midaraisa level, mekalkel is something that is not usr on a Torah level, it's not prohibited on a Torah level, because again, it's not a melachas machsheves, it's not a constructive, intentional type of melacha. Continuing in the Mishnah, the mekalkel though al menas lesaken, however, if a person destroys something for constructive purpose, you're only tearing it because by tearing it, it'll make it easier to fix. Its minimum amount is the amount as the, meaning that its minimum amount is the same as the minimum amount for making the repair. Meaning to say, in order to transgress the prohibition for a destructive act, the amount destroyed must be large enough that one who repairs it on Shabbos would be liable for the repair. So again, If you're tearing something and then you can stitch two stitches, then that would be the prohibition of kareh, because again, you're not tearing out of anger or sadness, you're tearing it because that's the way to ultimately be constructive in what you're looking to do and in what you're looking to accomplish. Quick review, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Beis discussed the melacha of Oseh Shnei Batei Nirin, and we said that whether you're doing the melacha of Oseh Shnei Batei Nirin on a formal on a formal loom, or whether you're doing it with a wicker curtain, or a fine sieve, or a coarse sieve, or a basket, you're still liable, you're still chayiv for that malacha. Then we said that the minimum amount for sewing is 2 stitches, the minimum amount for tearing is enough to sew 2 stitches in it. Then Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Gimel taught us that if you tear something out of anger or sadness or really anything that's just totally and completely destructive, you have not transgressed the prohibition of Korea of tearing on a Midah Araisa level, on a Torah level. Unless, however, the Mishnah that if you're tearing something for constructive purposes, because once you rip something down and tear it up, then it makes it easier to fix, then the amount that makes you liable for tearing in that case is the amount that is the same as the minimum amount for making the repair on that particular item. Have a great day.